you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We are presented by BetMGM here on Live Bet Saturday. I'm Jonathan Von Tobel, Kelly Vidlin alongside. There's always a little bit of truth in a lie. I lied. Said Will Hill was coming up 20 minutes ago. That was not true. He's coming up now. Will Hill, VSiN contributor and champion of... I don't know. What's the official title?
Circuit College Basketball Invitational / Matt Youmans Invitational. That's what I've been dubbing it.
Well titled. Well titled. Will, what's up, buddy?
Rolls right off the tongue. I like that title. What's going on, guys? Wait for these games here, really. I mean, we're used to conference tournament, NCAA tournament. You got games all day, all night. Now you're sitting around here. It's all afternoon, really. Nothing to watch, nothing to bet on.
So that's the thing. We were complaining about that, too, because the other sports, like, well, the NBA, for example, like, how do you not use this window to throw? Give us something. Like, you're going to start everything after 2 o'clock when everything's already started. Like, nobody's going to watch, man. Come on.
Nobody asked us. It's amazing. Nobody. I mean, I do it for a very small consulting fee, too. It's amazing.
Of course.
Or the NHL. The NHL has games all 4 o'clock or later Pacific time.
I don't know what's going on here. And it's Saturday. We want these early so I can go out and I was going to say something that might get me in trouble. All right. Well, so we were talking. I want to use this natural jumping off point. We were talking a lot about San Diego State and what they did against Alabama and how they match up with Creighton. So I know we got 2 games later today, but let's just start there since we were just talking about that. So it's a 2-part question for you. One, what'd you make of the win over Alabama, what San Diego State did with their dual bigs and how good they were down the stretch? And how does a team like San Diego State match up with the size that Kalkbrenner brings to the table for Creighton?
Yeah, you know, Creighton really hasn't been pushed. I mean, Princeton, you know, kept it close for a little bit. They got some good looks, I thought, in the first half. They really ran beautiful offense, Princeton did. But Creighton really hasn't had to break a sweat. You look at the, Creighton, same as UConn, where these teams have sort of breezed through the first 3 rounds, which you usually don't do. Usually there's a tough game along the way. So I don't know. Can you make the case Creighton's a little more rested, a little fresher? I just think Creighton's going to make more shots. You mentioned the size difference, but to me, I've watched San Diego State, and they're really good on defense. You know, I thought that was a good matchup for them against Bama. I thought they, you know, could keep Bama away from the rim, defend the 3-point line. And if you could do that, you got a good chance against Bama. I just think Creighton is really solid offensively, good on both sides of the ball. And I've just seen San Diego State get stuck too many times offensively. I can think of a Boise State game where they went the last like 5.5 minutes without scoring. Oh, yeah. Bradley played really poorly last night. A lot of his shots weren't even close. It's amazing they were able to overcome that and still win. So I lean Creighton here. I think Creighton wins the game.
Well, I think, to be fair, was it Bradley who had his face smashed into the hardwood yesterday? Maybe he
got called for a foul, right? They called him for the foul on that one?
I think so.
Yeah, because he went low, even though the other guy got shoved into the back of him. Yeah.
The face dragging along the hardwood. All right, so let me ask you this then. So I know, I think you were on this. I bet that game between Alabama and San Diego State under. I think you were on that under as well. Do you play a game like this under the total too? Because part of my thinking was it was like a faux support of San Diego State, but also, to your point, it's an offense and get pretty cold sometimes and really rely on, I think there was a point where I think they were trying to hit bank shots. I don't know. The shooting was really bad yesterday at certain stretches. Do you play this under the total at all? Did you ever read for the number there?
Yeah, we've seen overs make a little bit of a comeback here. You knew that would probably happen. There'd be some regression. I would lean towards an under, though. From a broader perspective, you're playing for a trip to the Final Four. You figure teams are a little more methodical on offense, maybe a little tight on offense, a little nerves. Obviously, maximum intensity on defense. Figure the pace probably slows down a little bit. So, if anything, I'd probably go with an under. I always prefer to go first half unders. I don't always have the stomach to sweat out these fouls and the possibility of overtime. Even though that was a dead nut under, yesterday for Bama San Diego State, there was a three in the air at the end. I thought it was going to push it over, so I prefer a first half under here.
Will, let's keep cruising on Sunday, and then we'll work our way back to today. That Miami Texas game. Any thoughts on that heading into that one tomorrow?
I just think Texas is too good on both sides of the ball. They're too long. They're too athletic. Give Larrañaga credit. He knows his way around a big game. This is two straight years now to the Elite Eight. Sort of similar runs here. But if you remember, they met Kansas in the Elite Eight last year. I think they were up 5 or 6 at half. And they probably scored, I think it was 12, 15 points in the second half. Kansas absolutely ran them out of the gym. I could see a scenario here that's sort of similar where Miami just sort of runs out of gas. I think Texas is just the better overall team. So I would lean towards laying the points here with Texas.
All right, let's go to today then. Go to the late game first, UConn-Gonzaga. UConn's up to a 3-point favorite, total of 153.5. I like this Gonzaga team a lot. These first halves have been a little worrisome, Will, so I do wonder if they're going to have this issue again here against UConn because they have not been good in the first halves of these games of this tournament. But what do you make of this line move with UConn up to 3 with a total of 154 here in Vegas?
I'm not surprised. I thought the 2 was a little light. It's interesting. These two teams come in different ways where Gonzaga is off the high of that emotional victory. And UConn is like a boxer who hasn't gotten hit in the face yet. They just killed all these teams. St. Mary's was close for a little bit in the round of 32 game. But other than that, they have just dominated. Even Iona kept it close. But yep. UConn has not been threatened here in the last 5 minutes of any of these games. That was a complete walkover the other day against Arkansas. Can you defend Timmy without doubling? Can Gonzaga defend Sanogo without doubling? I think that'll be a big part of the game. I just think UConn, now I know they're due to cool off eventually from the three-point line, but they are so good at rebounding. They are so good at turnover margin. I think this is going to be an up-tempo game. I'd probably look towards an over here. I know it's high, but I think this is a really fast-paced sort of tempo game. And I think UConn gets it done. I just think they're better on both sides of the ball. I still don't love Gonzaga's defense.
In these neutral settings, does fan support matter to you at all? Because I'll tell you this, as somebody who was out there, we were talking about this earlier, I was out there in that Arkansas game. It was a museum because there were no UConn support out there, and I don't think there's going to be any there. This is going to be a very pro-Gonzaga crowd tonight.
It's a good point. It's not enough to keep me off of UConn, but it's something that has to be in the back of your head, so I do think it's worth mentioning. I don't know if you can call it like a full home court, but it's got to be worth a point or two, I would think.
All right, let's get to the big one, Will. FAU, Kansas State. I know you got your Final Four ticket on FAU. What was the number, 20-1? Or was it longer than that?
40-1.
40-1. Okay, I sold them short. 40-1. Are you hedging? You doing anything with this game? You still like the Owls in this game?
I did hedge just to give myself some sort of peace of mind, but I do like Florida Atlantic. I mean, you look against Tennessee the other night, they turned the ball over a lot, Florida Atlantic did. They didn't shoot great from three. They got killed on the offensive glass. There were a lot of things they didn't do well, and they still got out with a win, and I think this is a good matchup for them. Kansas State loves to spread you out and pick and roll. Florida Atlantic, they're small, they're quick. I think they can be had a little bit in the post, but that's really not Kansas State's game, is attacking through the post. So I think this is a good matchup for Florida Atlantic. I've been so impressed with their grit really through this whole tournament. Memphis had them down and they came back, won that game. Fairleigh Dickinson, that was sort of a tricky spot last Sunday night where everyone's rooting for Fairleigh Dickinson. Everyone sort of assumed Florida Atlantic would win, and Fairleigh Dickinson's up by 5. That was a gutty win. And even the other night, Tennessee looked like they were going to run him out of the building. We're up 10 or 11 points middle of that first half, and Florida Atlantic just keeps coming back. They are a tough team. I love the guard play. I love their shot type, too. They take a ton of threes. They make a ton of threes. They defend. I think they're really well coached. I love the stuff they run on offense. I think Florida Atlantic, what I said before the tournament, I think Florida Atlantic's going to the Final Four. I still think Florida Atlantic's going to the Final Four here.
So when you're looking at this and the way this breaks down, like this seems like a tournament outside of, we called it like the right side, right, where you do have Gonzaga and UConn and Texas. I mean, this seems pretty wide open, Will, in terms of who can actually win this thing, and not even from a betting sense. Just when you look at this bracket, the way this breaks down, who do you think this favors the most outside of just the betting odds?
Boy, if I gave you guys UConn and Texas versus the field, would you take the field? I guess you probably would because you like Gonzaga. I still think it'll be, boy, if you threw Gonzaga in there with UConn and Texas, I think the champion will probably come from one of those three teams. Yeah. I picked Texas before the tournament. UConn's playing the best of anybody. I still think it comes down to UConn, Texas. The other side of the bracket is just crazy that one of those teams is going to be playing for a national title. But, boy, I hate to go back on my pick because I don't want to seem like I'm picking both teams. So I'll stick with Texas, but wouldn't be shocked here if UConn cuts down the nets either.
It is funny of how much we talked about how wide open this thing is, and then we get all these ones eliminated. I agree with you, Will. I feel like those are the two and maybe three teams. JVT and I talked about that earlier, where, I think you probably need to include Gonzaga in that group, but it does feel like it's probably one of those three teams. But maybe I look like an idiot after today. We'll see.
Wouldn't be the first time, Kelly.
That's right. Should we shift to the NBA, boys? Do we want
OKC? Let's do it.
Do we want a mental health check on our Oklahoma City Thunder 500-1 bet? How are we all feeling so far?
I feel like it's a 500-1 bet, and I'm fine. I feel good.
Two losses in a row. You still can't find 500 anywhere, right?
Right. Well, it was funny. Kelly and I were laughing about this just earlier because I've gotten a whole lot of like, you're an idiot. It's 500. Like, yes, it's 500-1. We understand the concept of betting a long shot here. Like the whole point is as you brought up, Will, and both you and Kelly, I included some words from you guys in the piece that I wrote the other day. You tell me which team you are going to point to with, I'll even say 75% certainty, they're the best team in the West. They're going to win this thing. Like, there's nobody.
I've heard Zach Lowe, I think it was on, he had a podcast the other day with Jeff Van Gundy, where he's like, I would not be shocked if OKC won a round. I'm totally with him. You look at the Suns, Durant's injury. The Nuggets have issues in terms of the depth, the defense. The Warriors have been a mess on the road. The Grizzlies have all sorts of issues. Just go down the line here. The Clippers with Paul George, if they get in, that's going to be a frenzy home crowd. They're going to have the best player in a lot of these series in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. If you win a series, then who knows? You draw the Grizzlies, the Kings, that side of the bracket, or whoever. I mean, the West is so jumbled, it's hard to know who's going to match up with who. But let's just say you face the Warriors in the second round and Curry rolls an ankle. I mean, at 500-1, there's so many different ways to get to a point where you can at least hedge and make some money off. And at the end of the day, even if it doesn't, you know what? You got a 500-1 ticket. It's fun to root for. You don't have to throw more than a few bucks on it here to have some enjoyment. I think it's a good bet.
Will Hill, again, not the Will Hill up on Twitter. Will, before we get you out of here, I don't know if there was some sort of mistake or something. I still haven't received anything from you confirming that I get that cabana. So just want to let you know that, we can clarify that later. All right.
You're in my thoughts. Absolutely. We're going to work it out. We'll figure it out.
All right, buddy. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. Good to see you.
Got it. Not the Will Hill up on Twitter. Will's fantastic, as usual.
Yes, he is. Will is one of the funniest guys you could interact with here and takes this stuff seriously, but not too seriously. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. sometimes it's okay to just, throw some money on a long shot and just sweat that thing out. By the way, actually, you know what? I'm angry now. This reminds me. When we come back, there will be a bone to pick with Kelly Bidlin.
Oh,
we had
right.
a conversation the other day where we were going to do something for the show, and I look at the rundown, and you went on your own to do something, and I was like, I thought we talked about this. We'll clarify this on the other side.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 or physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. I picked my bone in the break. I was just making a joke that Kelly and I on Friday on the Hardwood Handicappers podcast talked about, like, hey, you know, for it would be fun to do something like head-to-head instead of betting on the same thing for the show. And you noted, we were like, well, the FAU game starts at like 3:10. We could at least do a first to 15 there. And I go, I call FAU. And you're like, I'm betting it anyway. And then sure enough, I saw it. So now I got to go bet Kansas State first to 15.
To be fair, I brought it up first. You said, I call the dog. That's what you said. I'm like, well, I'm already on FAU.
I don't think that's just because you took one class there. I don't think you – and because you're best friends with the play-by-play voice who joined us earlier.
Real important class. Writing about Alfred Hitchcock, okay?
Was it like an English literature class?
That English elective you just had to, like, get out of the way. Yeah.
Because Alfred Hitchcock, that must have been a film class.
It was an English class.
Oh, that's, that makes sense.
Writing about films.
The Birds.
All his films were based off of books, right?
That's very true. But, I mean, one of the greats.
One of the greats.
Just saying. It's not a movie thing, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Thank you.
You just had to shoehorn some movie stuff in.
Although we do have a little movie segment later on the show. Did you catch the basketball movie bracket?
Here's the thing.
I built out a bracket.
I'll save it. I'll save it.
Yeah, you save it.
I'm not, even though I'm a basketball person, I'm not in the best position because I'm not a movie person.
No, I know. That's why we thought it would be funny.
Okay.
Because I want to see how many of the ones on the list you've never even seen.
Yeah.
And then I've got a bone to pick whoever set these seedings.
Because there's
one that is absolutely egregious.
All right. So with that, you wanted to talk about MVP. And I have to say, one of the things that I have to be better at is not showing how annoyed I get when it comes to the same topics over and over again, right? So, like, I've done it with MVP. Like, we've talked about it, like, 1,000 times, right? And
we're NBA guys. Whenever we do other shows or something, of course, people want to ask about. Like, you are right. You have to be better about that.
So I do, yeah. So here's my thing. I want to approach this from kind of like different angles, and we're going to talk about this over and over again. So I wanted to play this if we're ready, Ortega. This is audio courtesy of the Hoop Collective. It is a ESPN podcast with Brian Windhorst, Tim McMahon, and Tim Bontemps. They have a rotating cast throughout, but those three are on twice a week on the shows. And I would say, first off, I would recommend anybody. It's a very good podcast. But I was listening because this is their most recent episode on Friday. And in this clip, they're talking about Kevin Durant and his return from injury in the Phoenix Suns. And at the end of this clip, you will hear Tim Bontemps throw out a comment about betting odds that I thought were very curious, and it ties into this MVP market. Take a listen.
Kevin Durant has just generally taken a while to come back from injuries. He's in his mid-30s.
He comes back a house of
fire. I know he comes back great, but the idea he's just going to walk back on the court and be playing 45 minutes a game and it's all going to be fine, I just think strains credulity. No. That's the problem.
I agree. I think it's a hard sell right now to believe that they're going to do this. And they were the bet. I think they were the betting favorite.
I mean, they were the betting favorite, but the Vegas, as we've seen with like MVP and things too, the Vegas doesn't have a lot of idea what's going on.
Okay. So you see the odds here. And by the way, these are bet MGM. So Joel Embiid's $1.90 favorite. Nikola Jokic +280. Giannis Antetokounmpo +320. So what he says at the end there is Vegas, as we have seen with MVP and stuff, has no idea what it's doing.
Okay, real quick. Do you think he's referring to this market this year or in years past?
So this is where I think this is the interesting part to make a conversation around MVP.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, and why I think it's important at least that a guy like Tim Bontemps says this. Tim Bontemps is a man who, I don't know if he knows this or not, and I ran into him at Summer League last year, but I didn't get to talk to him. I really want to like talk to him about this. Whether he knows it or not, Tim Bontemps is a guy who shapes the MVP market yes. with his work.
Yes.
So what I find,
and that's something we know from right. the past what 3-4 years when he's done
because he
his
has
strong
his
bowl?
MVP straw poll. Yeah. Right. So that's
and it's
what
been
I,
incredibly predictive. So incredibly.
So to your point, is he saying that the current odds as he sees them, right, with Joel Embiid as $1.90 favorite, he's saying Vegas has no idea what they're doing. Those odds are incorrect. Is he saying, to your point, that he's just thinking back generally about Vegas and has thought in years past that they haven't had any idea what they're talking about? Because I've mentioned to you before, how many times have I said when we either on the podcast or on this show where there have been times when I had Julius Randle win Most Improved, Jeremy Grant was -550 to win that award, and he ended up not winning it.
Yep.
The year that Harden lost to Giannis, Harden was a -$5 favorite to win that thing. He didn't end up winning it. We've seen this all the time now. So maybe he's mentioning that, right? It is a very, I think at least, it's a very interesting statement from a guy whose work does shape the betting market, who looks at those odds.
Yeah.
Like, is he saying, because my whole thought, and I think it was the mailman up on Twitter who sent this to me, my thought immediately, selfishly, was like, he's talking about Giannis, baby. Like,
the way I think he's talking about it, and I don't want to, I don't think we should read too much into it. He probably has a clear answer on who he thinks the MVP is right now. I mean, I think the way to read into it is, okay, well, if we go back to what that straw poll gave us, right, it was Jokic way out in front, Giannis second in the first place voting, and Embiid third. So either he's got a problem. What I'm reading into it as is he's got a problem with his Embiid as this overwhelming favorite right now, or favorite, I don't know if I should say overwhelming, but maybe Nikola Jokic being that far off and basically being around where Giannis is right now.
Or maybe it's just he sees, like we were talking about off the air, maybe it's a comment that he just sees like the way this market flips around all the time. And he assumes that it's Vegas moving this thing around as opposed to, you know, liability building up on certain candidates. And so the odds shifting because you want to protect against that and all that kind of stuff, right? So maybe that's it too. But I just, when I heard that, I was like, oh, we got to talk about this because that's just, it's a really interesting comment from a guy who we know shapes the market that he's referring to.
Yeah, the more I think about it, the more I think he's got a problem with the Jokic odds.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing,
because I think you should take pride in your work if you're that impactful in a market, right? That straw pulls.
There's no way he doesn't know.
Right, exactly, right? Like, he knows what the results are of that straw poll. He should take some pride into it because, like we're talking about, he helps shape this market every single year. So maybe he's just a little upset that people or Vegas isn't trusting his straw poll enough. And, you know, Jokic should be more of a favorite in this.
Yeah, and he said and stuff, so who knows what else he's kind of refering to.
I don't know where you stand on this. I know you're tired of talking about it. I know I'm tired of talking about this. All three of these guys are so good, I wouldn't have a problem with any of the three of them winning at this point.
Actually, to be honest with you, my biggest problem with the MVP market, I'm tired of seeing Jason Tatum and Luka Doncic there. Take them off. We don't need to talk about them. They're not in this thing. It doesn't really matter.
It fills out the graphic.
Is that what you guys do?
Yeah, the spacing might be an issue otherwise.
I like it. Okay. You can center them down, put three, make them bigger.
Now,
how about pictures of their heads, you know, like instead of the teams? I'd be down with that.
You you know what?
JT's noted. Coming in 3 hours early next week to get that done, Brian. That's you right. can mark that down.
You just hire a new guy? Come on. Let's go.
The one I think you and I have both said in the past, I think we could both agree on, Giannis Antetokounmpo is the best basketball player in the world, right?
Right.
Okay.
So, and
I mean, this is where it's semantics, like MVP. I understand how you want to go through awards and how people want to, like, you know, put a certain definition to them. To me, Giannis Antetokounmpo is the best player in the world. He is this year. He was last year. He was the year before that. And that's maybe where it stops. Maybe the year before that, too. But guess what? He's been established as the best player in the world for a long time.
Yes. All right, so we'll tie this. This is a nice tie. So I mentioned to you there's something I wanted to throw at you. Mm-hmm. I have a futures ticket that I am liking maybe just a little bit more because of the last couple of days. And it ties into what we were just talking about with MVP.
Okay.
Because Joel Embiid went on the road last night to San Francisco.
Yeah, ho-ho.
Took a loss, right? 120-12 to the Golden State Warriors. Only 46-13 out of 23. No James Harden. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why I should not like my Warriors to win the Western Conference at 9-10, maybe a little bit more. All of a sudden, very quietly, you win two road games, right? You come back home where you've won 30 games already.
Yeah.
Okay? And you beat the Philadelphia. Yes, no James Harden. I get it. But you beat the Philadelphia 76ers. You're kind of starting to get a little bit more continuity to the personnel. We don't know if Andrew Wiggins is going to come back. Again, in the large scheme of things in terms of the Western Conference, you know, we got a tweet of like, why is nobody talking about the Warriors? All right, random Twitter man, we're talking about the Warriors. Why would I not like that ticket?
Random Twitter man.
Why would I not like that ticket a little bit more given the recent little spurt that we've seen from Golden State?
Okay, I think it's a great question. The I think, of course, you should like it a little bit more. I think a lot of the same arguments that you could make around this ticket is what we're arguing around the Oklahoma City Thunder, right? It's just look around at the rest of the West. That, to me, though, is the biggest argument they have. Do I think this team is as good as teams as they've had in years past? No. Do I think they're as good as what they were last year? No, but mainly because of the Andrew Wiggins injury situation, right? We saw how huge he was in the finals last year. I think that's a major concern for a team that, you know, the only thing we talk about all the time, defense traveling, right? That might be part of the reason why this team has struggled on the road, right, is the defensive side of the ball.
Third worst defensive rating on the road in non-garbage time, Golden State Warriors.
I've got concerns, but I hear what you're saying, and I would like that ticket.
All right, we have a lot of games on the board. We have more to get to when it comes to the NBA draft as well. Stay with us as we are in the midst of our hardwood handicap and half hour here on Live Bet Saturday.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with our MLB betting guide. It is available now, has futures, team previews, and best bets. Steve Mackinnon has power ratings on every team, plus Adam Burke breaks down how the new MLB rules will impact bettors. Whether you bet baseball every day or looking for valuable futures bets, our betting guide has it all. Sign up today, get access to everything we do for 30 days for only $19 at vsin.com/subscribe. Adam Burke will be with us tomorrow.
There you go.
He's about to get busy, baby. The baseball betting podcast just got started with him last week. Baseball season starts this coming week, so.
Yeah, what do we have opening day on Thursday? Is that what it is?
Thursday or Friday, right? Yeah, Thursday. Cool.
The
I think Ortega's mad at me. I made a joke. I was joking when I did that like 5 seconds ago. So I hope you took that as a joke.
Thursday.
We're not easy. JVT and I as producers, former producers, we kind of know when we could go. So we just talk to each other like right up until the moment when we're on air. Which I know being in that chair, Brian, makes you very nervous. So you're doing a great job.
Well, man. You guys aren't too bad. You guys don't like curse or anything, so that's good.
Yeah.
At least not as we get close to coming back from break.
There was one time where I think I've told the story once or twice, but like in my first few years as like a full on time, like or on air host.
Never on time.
I'm always on time. But I was talking too fast, and we were talking about Butch Jones, and I called him Female Dog Jones.
And
like it just went out real quick, but like it was perfect. And I didn't mean to, you know, but it happened. Okay. That's the only time I've done it. I've been pretty good so far.
Yeah.
30 minutes from now, we do have tip off between Indiana and Atlanta.
Yeah.
I assume. Do you have anything? The injury report is not something I have seen updated yet, and I haven't looked, so I know it is updated.
Well, there
by
were
now.
Questionables when I looked at. So this is sitting Hawks 10-10.5.
So tell me a questionable tag on Tyrese Halliburton or somebody. Yep, of course. Yep, Benedict Mathurin, Tyrese Halliburton, Chris Duarte, all questionable. Miles Turner questionable as well. So this is the NBA for you, and Trae Young's questionable too. So this is I don't know why anybody would look at this game and go, I'm in.
Yeah. See, now the one I'm looking at is they were all up. Everybody you just named upgraded to probable.
Okay.
But I hear you. Look, this is a tough spot for Indiana, right? They just played last night.
Smoked.
It got smoked. So it's one of those. It's one of those tough ones. They just played last night. You got to travel to an afternoon game in Atlanta. So you would automatically think, okay, that's a bad, bad spot for Indiana, but they got smoked, so some of their guys didn't really play that heavy of minutes. So you always got to keep that in mind. That was a little bit, I'm sure we're going to talk about some of this later, but that was part of my handicap with the Bucks tonight as well, right? They played last night, but a lot of, Giannis didn't play huge minutes. They kept Middleton didn't play at all. So they should be relatively fresh heading into Denver tonight to play the Nuggets. This is the one, this game coming up, though, JVT, the Pacers have been scrappy. You know, they've got these pieces that are good. They've played some decent basketball. They're not with the bottom dwellers of the NBA that at least I expected them to be with, heading into the season. So I don't know, and like you and I have talked about 1,000 times, this Atlanta team, you don't know what you're going to get one day to the other with them.
No.
So, like, I am not running to lay 10.5 points with Atlanta, that's for sure. That total is so massive, 248. I mean, I would be looking, yes, I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. I can't bet that over either.
Wow. We have a question from the audience.
Okay. What do we got?
Up on Twitter.
Hit us up, at me, JVT, at Kelly Bidlin.
Mitch Moss, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. How is it that Fox or Sabonis haven't been in the MVP conversation all year long? That's the question. I don't know if he used that tone, but.
Okay.
They would absolutely be somewhere in the discussion if they played for the Knicks and not the Kings, assuming New York won the Atlantic and were the 3 seed.
Yeah, I think there's that. There's also the, like, where we.
I mean, the problem is one of them has to win it, so who's the guy?
Sabonis.
You think he's the more impactful player?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Overall. I mean, it's one of those.
He's been really freaking good.
It's really good. The guy's averaging near a triple-double for the entire season, right?
Assists has been a handoff to Kevin Huerter. It is such a good, simple action, but they're so good at it. It's ridiculous.
For the guy who tweeted it, I understand.
For the guy who tweeted this in,
I understand why you're angry because, yes, they should get more recognition than they do. But I think this is where, JVT, you and I, whenever we've talked about this team, it's talking about the defensive side of the ball and the lack thereof of skill on that side.
Yeah.
And I think you can't, if you're talking MVP, I don't think it's something you can completely overlook. And neither one of those guys are, stellar defensive players, right? So.
Yeah, I also think, it's always that pie of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like how you slice up the credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of what has happened with Sacramento has been, like, Mike Brown, deservedly so, has gotten a lot of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And De'Aaron Fox, like, the reason why he wouldn't win MVP, I think, is because there's almost a stink of old Kings basketball on him in that he's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
Right? And this didn't happen until Sabonis and Mike Brown came along. Thus, you don't include him for MVP. And Sabonis doesn't play the right position to win an MVP because nobody's going to really care about a big so much unless you're a Nikola Jokic type. I agree they should probably get more, but I always like this, right? It's like we got to put him in the conversation. All right, we talked about him.
Right, yeah.
What do you want? Like, would you realistically put them ahead of Giannis, Nikola Jokic, in whatever order you want, or Joel Embiid?
I mean, 19.2 points per game for Sabonis. 12.5 rebounds leading the NBA in that category, 7.3 assists. So that's where, it's like you're talking about. It is who's the comp who's the obvious comp for what Sabonis is doing this year? It's Nikola Jokic, but he's doing, Nikola Jokic is doing it at a higher level.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. His team's in first place, and he's doing it at a much higher level. So that's where it gets tough. And when you're talking about a team like that, that's kind of a little bit of a newcomer team to the upper echelon of the Western Conference. I think those guys are going to kind of eat away votes from each other, right? Like, that is, like, yeah, I say Sabonis, but I understand why a lot of people out there would say De'Aaron Fox. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they're probably going to end up stealing votes away from each other.
Yeah. By the way, my favorite thing about Twitter is just people. And I like the guy who completely misunderstands Mitch's point and tries to, like, fire back at him. And it's like, hey, come on, dude, you're not reading comprehension. Just read the tweet.
It's tough.
Just read the tweet, all right? It's a conversation. But there you go, Mitch Moss. Hopefully that we got that hopefully got that guy's question answered. And who knows? Maybe he wasn't even listening or watching. Maybe he just tweeted us. All right. With that, where do you want to go here? Because I know that there are a couple of things. We have the Paul George update. We have LeBron James. We have games.
Let's hear your clips.
So Paul George, the update for them is it's good news for Paul George. Essentially that the Clippers second piece, they'll call him. I guess he's confirmed that himself.
He's the
second guy, the stepping stone, not the stepping stone, the Robin to the Batman that is Kawhi Leonard. So avoids torn ligaments, surgery not expected. He's going to miss the remainder of the regular season. The question is when he comes back. Again, he's going to be reevaluated or reassessed in 2 weeks. That does not mean that he is going to play, and it's 2 to 3 weeks. So maybe he's back at the start of the playoffs. Maybe he's not back for a while. But at the end of the day, if they win in the first round, it sounds pretty certain that they'll have Paul George on the floor with near certainty in the second round.
Yeah. What's tough is just the timing of this, right? It is these guys need to avoid possibly falling into this play-in situation. And you need to win as many games. But this is a big but. They are in that special – he's in that special class of players, and they're in that special class of teams, right, where his health is far more important than whatever seed they end up with in the Western Conference playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, as 1 through 6, right? I don't think you want to fall into the 7, 8, 9, 10, to your point.
Yeah.
But falling into that, the whatever seed it is in the locked-in portion of the Western Conference bracket is fine. But I would say this, and this is something we discussed earlier in the week, you and I, which is – If the player who was going to get hurt, if there was one of the two, Paul George or Kawhi Leonard, the one they could overcome, I think, would be Paul George.
Yeah.
And you saw a hint of that the other night. Kawhi Leonard went 7-7 in the first quarter against the Thunder. He's been on this pace. How about these? This is the last, for anybody who hasn't really kept track of him, 28.3 points, 6.6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1.9 steals over the last 28 games while shooting 53.7% from the floor and 49% from three. That's Kawhi Leonard.
Whew.
He's been crushing.
Over how many games?
28 games.
Over 28 games, he's shooting 49% from three?
He doesn't take a ton of threes, but he's been crushing it.
Wow.
Absolutely crushing it.
I mean, that should scare a lot of people out there.
Right.
Like that is, I think one of the things that is flying under the radar a bit this year is that, I mean, I've been as critical of the Clippers as anybody just because I had them, you know, like we did our preseason predictions. For me, it was Bucks and Clippers in the finals. I expected a lot of this team heading into the season. I think they've underwhelmed a little bit, especially when I think they've got a lot of great pieces. But I think one of the big things for the Clippers so far this season is that you have seen Kawhi finally get back to the point health-wise where, look, he's playing some back-to-backs here and there. He's putting up these kind of numbers again. And still the whole while, he's just kind of flying under the radar, I think, to the mass media. So nobody should be shocked when they come out. If Paul George gets back in this lineup, they get in the Western Conference playoffs, and this team all of a sudden looks really, really good.
Yeah, they have the Pelicans later today. We'll have more on that game and the rest of the NBA card as we move along. But when we come back, we do have another UFC card. No better person to break it down with than Jordan Sherwood, who's going to join us next.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Live Bet Saturday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM is offering college basketball fans a chance to pocket extra cash winnings all season long. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your college basketball parlay boost token. Then place a college basketball parlay with a minimum of four legs using the token. If the parlay hits, you'll have your winnings boosted. New to BetMGM? Download the app, sign up now to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Take your shot at making a big win even bigger. Place your four-leg parlay today. Boost the excitement of college basketball like never before with a college basketball parlay boost token. Only at BetMGM. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You've got to be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Please gamble responsibly. And if you have a gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Back here on Live Bet Saturday, Kelly Bidlin, Jonathan Von Tobel, and we head out to welcome in Jordan Sherwood, who is nice enough to give us some time here today. And you can find Jordan up on Twitter, Wood on ESPN 1000, and also one of the consistent voices on
First Strike.
Third Strike. Thank you. There we go. First Strike. Appreciate that save there.
Yeah, Jordan's on there, I don't know, once a week, every other week at least. Him, Lou, always doing it up with Dave Ross.
What's up, buddy? How's it going?
Yeah, good. Always love joining Dave. I mean, but he keeps changing the times on me, you know, trying to, you know, get that day lined up. But love talking fights on VSiN, no matter the day, no matter the hour. So I'm happy to join you guys this afternoon.
So what I've learned is Jordan hates Dave Ross, and that Dave cannot stick to a schedule.
He's not consistent. You know, he's just not consistent with his schedule, you know, throwing me weird dates and times and whatnot.
I'll just say this, Jordan. Any hating on Dave Ross, I feel, is akin to hating on America.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With that.
All right. Respect.
Kelly?
You know. No, I'm with you, Dave. Dave needs to get it more consistent, okay? Come on. He's only got a show 2 days a week. He can get this locked in. I'm with you, Jordan. All right. We got a big one tonight here in San Antonio. Fight night down there. Vera Ann Sandhagen leading the card tonight. Let's start on the undercard there first, because I know you have some bets there on the undercard. What stands out to you the most before we get into the main card?
Yeah, it's in two fights because the fight card just started. Trevin Giles and Preston Parsons, a welterweight matchup. Trevin Giles, you know, 500 record in the UFC, really just hasn't impressed me. Kind of, you know, lackadaisical inside the octagon, has made some questionable decisions, and really hasn't defeated anybody that's, you know, currently in the UFC, you know, UFC kind of talent, you know, roster. So I think Preston Parsons is an up-and-comer. He's very well-rounded. It's a virtual pick 'em. So it's almost, for me, it's a fade on Giles, not necessarily a Parsons is going to bring to the matchup, but a fade on Giles, I just don't think he's trustworthy enough. So I love Parsons at the pick'em value, or if you could get him at plus money, I would certainly recommend that. So that's certainly going to be a play that I make. I already got it locked in. You still have time. It's two fights away here on Saturday afternoon.
One of the bigger stories I know around this fight card is Holly Holm coming back into action in the UFC, 41 years old. What do you expect to see out of her in the fight? I know we're jumping ahead to the main card now. This is the co-main event. What are you expecting to see out of her tonight in this event?
Yeah, it's so weird because she just signed a new six-fight deal with the UFC. I mean, she's a first ballot Hall of Famer whenever she decides to hang up the gloves. Her transition from boxing, kickboxing to mixed martial arts is truly second to none. She's a difficult matchup for no matter the opponent, just because stylistically, she still has that kickboxing background, very good with distance, has that lethal head kick that still she can put people out, and very, very good takedown defense. Her opponent, Yana Santos, is coming back, very also well-rounded fighter, but this is her first fight back since giving birth to a child. And we've seen, look, I'm not going to say all women don't come back as strong as they once were, but usually the first fight after giving pregnancy and having a child and that time off, the adjustments aren't there. And you couple that with Holly Holm and just how difficult stylistically she is to prepare for and actually fight, I think this is Holly Holm's fight to lose. I don't like the value where it is, Kelly, right now at minus, what, 220, 230 of her is a big favorite.
We're up to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. So here's the value. You got to take her via decision. She isn't head kicking people and knocking them out, you know, like she did with Ronda Rousey, like she did with Betch Kohea. She's still lethal, but I think she's more become of a point fighter. The one thing I'll caution fans, if they're going to pick and put Holly Holm into a parlay or stuff her in some way, shape, or form, there have been fights that she has won on the stat card. She has, you know, landed more strikes, more volume, but the judges are weighing more favor into significant strikes. Case in point, her last loss to Ketlin Vieira, she outstruck Ketlin Vieira all day. Vieira landed the more significant strikes and won the fight. So a little bit of a cautionary tale with Holly Holm, but I still think, again, the time off for Santos, enough for me for to pick Holm, pick her to win via decision. I think it's $1.10 right now.
All right, let's go to the main event then. Corey Sandhagen and this spot against Marlon Vera. What do you make of this right now? We're talking consensus minus 165 in favor of Sandhagen. I know you've got a play on the round prop, so walk us through that and what you expect in this bout with Sandhagen riding the ship last time out after two straight losses.
Yeah, fantastic fight. Absolutely top of the heap in the bantamweight division. Likely a future title challenger, especially if Marlon Vera, as the underdog, gets his hand raised because he's won. You know, it would be four fights in a row, I believe, now for Vera. He also defeated Sean O'Malley, handed him his first loss. This is going to be a similar what I just talked about, the Holly Holm, Yana Santos matchup. Corey Sandhagen is going to look to get out to an early lead, land those strikes, land that volume. Marlon Vera is going to look to land something more significant and carry favor with the judges. He was losing his fight against Frankie Edgar until he landed a front kick. He got outstruck by Rob Font, but won the fight because he landed more significant damage. For me, it's a safe play on Corey Sandhagen because he's a safe fighter, he's a smart fighter, and he's going to get out, I believe, to an early lead. Marlon Vera is going to be chasing him. So if you want to pick a fighter straight up, I suggest Sandhagen. That's not my official play. I think we're going to the over. I think we're going to see the judges render the results. So the over 4.5 is what I'm going to recommend. Two guys that are very, very difficult to finish. But I think if you need me to pick a fighter to win the fight, it's going to be Corey Sandhagen.
Okay, I like it. I know there's a couple other ones you like earlier in the card, Jordan. Just walk us through some of the ones you like as this card's getting going here in just a little bit.
Yeah. I think Chidi Njokuani and Albert Duraev, start off the main card at middleweight. Njokuani, lethal striker, very good athlete, but relies on athleticism if the fight goes to the ground. That's what Albert Duraev likes to do, kind of just walk you down, double leg, single leg you against the cage and take you down. I think one of the guys is going to finish the other. Both guys coming off of TKO losses. So it's very interesting to see how a fighter bounces back after a knockout loss. So I think the under is a safe play in there. And I think that you have to look to combine like a Macy Barber and a Nate Landwehr just going to rely on their wrestling, their aggression, their grappling in their matchups against Andrea Lee and Austin Lingle also on the main card. So maybe you couple Barber and Landwehr into a small parlay because each one is about a $2, $2.20 favorite right now. So, you know, get that line down just a little bit, but I think both should be victorious. Not going to see a lot of underdogs, I think, get their hand raised this afternoon, this evening. I think it's a heavy to the favorites on this one.
All right, and I think do we hit the other main card bout here between Cape and Perez?
We didn't, and I think again it's a situation where Manel Cape is going to have an outstanding advantage on the feet. He's one of the best lethal strikers that we've seen enter into the octagon. He came in with a lot of notoriety, stumbled a little bit out of the gate in his UFC career, but I think has found his ship. And Alex Perez is tough as they come. He's a guy that's challenged for the championship. Has struggled to make weight. Has struggled to keep himself healthy to get a fight. So I'm happy to actually see him walk into the octagon later this afternoon. But I think just Cape is too much to handle on the feet. So I think he'll also, another favorite, going to get his hand raised later today.
All right, before we get you out of here, I'm really curious to get your thoughts overall when you're talking about betting some of these. How early on do you side on some of your bets? Are you like Lou? Do you wait till weigh-ins? What is your process when you're coming to play some of these fighters?
Yeah, Lou's got it right. I usually wait until Friday afternoon to see how they look at the weigh-ins. Like, case in point, Alex Perez, a guy that notoriously has struggled with the weight cut to 125. He looked fine on the weigh-ins, but, you know, that would have, you know, made me jump at Cap a little bit, you know, more than I did. But, yeah, I think you have to. I think there's so much to – the weight cutting is probably the bigger fight, if you ask the fighters, as opposed compared to the actual fight, getting to that weight. So I like to make my releases official on Friday afternoon once I see him get to the scale.
Last 60 seconds, how much does the market move after some of those weigh-ins? Are you willing to eat like 10 or 20 cents as long as you know what you see on the scale?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's rumors about an injury if a fighter misses weight, or, you know, did they just stop trying? Are they trying to take advantage of the situation and just give up 20%? So, yeah, you certainly see the lines move a lot. And that's why most handicappers like myself, Lou, wait till Friday afternoon to make their picks official.
All right, Jordan, good to talk to you, man. Thank you as always, and good luck tonight.
All right, guys, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Of course, you got it, man. Appreciate it. All right, second hour already in the books here on Live Bet Saturday. We got two more to get to. We will get to the NFL draft because that is fantastic. What we just watched over the week has been one of the best things that I have ever seen, where somebody dapping somebody up at a pro day and whispering sweet nothings into his ear moved a market by about $3. We'll get to that. The NBA draft, and of course, speaking of, we got a deep card in the association, which is set to get tipped off here in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Live Bet Saturday.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.